This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flegler Live, with your weekly reality check. As the subliterate banditry of book banners was turning Flegler County's clock back to the Stone Age last year, our school district came up with a creative and sensible solution. Parents would have three options regarding their child's access to library shelves. Level 1, their child has free rein. Level 2, parents can provide a list of up to 5 books their child may not check out. Level 3, the child may check out only the titles the parent provides. That way, parents concerned about their child's access to certain books was addressed without infringing on others' freedom to read. The system was devised by LaShaka Moore, the assistant superintendent. The data is now in. Moore says that just 1% of parents in the entire district have elected to go with the restrictive levels. 1%. In other words, 99% of parents are perfectly fine with their children checking out whatever they please. They trust school librarians to know their job and to stack those shelves appropriately. That's not particular to Flagler. Polk County, the even redder province, whose sheriff is none other than Anthony Comstock in green, has the same system and the same ratio. Apparently, that's not enough for the book burners or Florida lawmakers. They want to keep the 99% from accessing what the 1% object to. That's how tyrannies are born, when democratic institutions are used to subvert the will of the overwhelming majority, not to protect the rights of minorities, which should always be protected, but to impose those rights as the exclusive norms on everybody else. So we now have an elaborate book banning scheme by committee. Anyone, not just parents with children in school, can challenge any book at any school library. If the school committee decides to keep the book, they can appeal to a district committee, then appeal that decision to the school board. The district is spending an enormous amount of resources, time, and energy putting together those committees, drafting residents and staffers, and diverting thousands of hours of educators' time to pander to the 1% in the name of parental rights. And here's how one-sided and flawed this whole system is in Flagler County. While book burners may appeal committee decisions until the return of the Messiah, book advocates may not do so. There's simply no provision for appeals by advocates. So far this year, 3 books have been banned outright in Flagler schools. 2 titles that school-based committees just voted to keep on their shelves have also been appealed by the book burners to the district, hoping to get them banned at that level. Book advocates have no right to appeal the bans, and they will have no right to appeal the district-based committee's decision either. This is not state law. This is Flagler school policy. The irony is that this district is actually more book-friendly than most. Its school-based committees are a joy to watch for the intelligence and critical balance they bring to their decisions, but the appeal process was not thought out and needs fixing. And while Flagler County must comply with the law, it shouldn't be going above and beyond, in violation of basic fairness, by giving book burners every avenue of appeal while denying that of advocates. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.